This meeting is now being recorded.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD Subsequent Procedures Sub-Team Track 1, 6 Overall Process Support Outreach Issue Call, held on the 18th of October, 2016. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Adobe Connect Room only. If you're only on the audio bridge, could you please let yourself be known now? And Cheryl, I know you're only on the audio bridge, but I'm sure you'll be joining Adobe Connect shortly.
Doing my best, and I'm having trouble getting in.
Thank you. And who else is speaking?
Hi. Terry, this is John Nevitt. I'm having a hard time getting into Adobe, the room. It's saying the meeting is not yet started. You'll be able to access the meeting once the host arrives. Please wait.
And John, as a reminder, we've switched over to new Adobe Connect links, URLs, and I'll go ahead and send you an updated, I'll go ahead and send you an email here in a moment with the updated URL link.
Okay, great. Yeah, I just took it from the calendar. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Not a problem. Hearing no further names, I would like to remind everyone to please state your name before speaking for recording purpose, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll turn it back over to Sarah Bakke. Please begin.
Hi, thank you. This is Sarah Bakke. First off, I'd like to apologize. I have a bit of a head cold, and so if I sound muffled or if I cough, I apologize in advance. And if I'm not speaking loud enough, just please let me know. So today we are going to, I'll do a quick run through of the agenda. We're going to be touching on the RSP accreditation once again. We'll also look at application support, and we're hoping to get to applicant guidebook and any other business as well. And so to start off, let's see if anyone has any updates to their SOIs. Your statements of interest. Has anyone gotten a new position or have anything that they would like to announce to the group? Okay, seeing no hands, I will assume everyone is up to date. Moving on to the accreditation program, I would like to thank Donna Austin for sending her email yesterday. It's very helpful. I will admit that I have not had a chance to incorporate all of her comments and thoughts into our Google document, but I did manage to at least do some updating to the problems that we're looking to solve, and so I thought I would run through that to get some feedback. I know Ruben's also commented on the list, and I have not been able to incorporate any of his comments as of yet, and I don't believe he's on the call today. So what we're hoping to do for the accreditation program is to just sort of touch on the new additions to problems to solve, see if we have any additional comments, and then I would encourage everyone to give a look to both Donna and Ruben's comments and see if we can have some further discussion and edits to this topic by October 31st so that we can have a good discussion when we're in Hyderabad for those of us that are attending or will be on the participating online. So can you switch to the Google document, Emily? If not, I can just read from what I have in front of me, my own personal. But it would be great if everyone had a visual. There we go. I'm And if you could scroll down to, I believe it's number 3 where we have problems to solve. We may need to adjust the size of it. There you go. Perfect. Okay. And as I said previously, I have made a few adjustments to this on my end, just trying to incorporate the comments that I got from Donna regarding the problems that we were looking to solve. And so beginning with the first one, the application process was clunky, repetitive, and resource intensive without any additional benefits to the extra cost. The second problem is a need to reduce unnecessary repeat testing. And so we need to ask ourselves how we can accomplish this. Additionally, there was little in the existing pre-delegation testing criteria for serving stability and resiliency. So we need to look at capacity and excess of activity for addressing threats. Another point to look at would be portability of TLDs, the process for registry operator switching back-end providers is unpredictable. And so we need to look at how to improve ability and efficiency for switching RFPs and how we can streamline this process. Another problem was that the current, PDT scheme did not take into account capacity availability. And also noted by Donna in her email from yesterday was that PDT did not consider the number of TLDs the RSP was supporting and therefore did not test the capacity of the RSP for additional TLDs or X number of TLDs or domains under management. And then an additional problem would be that RSPs need the ability to interact directly with ICANN regarding technical issues. And I think Donna expanded on this notion in her email yesterday by saying what options are available to satisfy ICANN that an RFP is technically competent to manage the operations of multiple TLDs while also ensuring security and stability of the DNS. And she also noted how can ICANN and RSPs engage on matters of security and stability absent a contractual arrangement. And then I believe the rest of the processes sort of noted below are already embodied in what was previously stated. So those are the problems that we're looking to solve. I know some solutions were given in the email that Donna provided yesterday, but as I said, I have not had a chance to incorporate those yet, and really today we were just looking at sort of refreshing everyone's memory of what the focus is, and maybe some of these problems being restated will give you an idea or some additional ideas to add to our document or to propose to the email list. So I will stop here and see if I have missed spoken, or if anyone has anything additional to add. Donna, did I pretty much embody the problems that you wanted included in this before we move on? I see Donna's written in the chat. I think so. So that's great. Good. Any other comments?
Hi, Sarah. It's Krista. One thing we should note to everyone that we're going to go and review the entire document that Donna sent and include it in the in our summary and wiki for later.
Yes, definitely, as well as the comments that Ruben's provided. And as I previously stated, if others could also look at the documents and comments that have been provided thus far, everyone, and make additional comments or have further discussions on the email, we will be sure to incorporate all of that input into this document so that we have it all in one place for us to easily review and digest and discuss further. Does anyone else have any feedback today on this before we move on to the next topic? I see Donna's hand is up. Go ahead, Donna.
Thanks, Sarah. Donna Austin, I just have a question in relation to 3D. So portability of TLDs, the process for registry operators switching back-end providers is unpredictable. Improvability to switch RSPs. I think Jeff and I had some discussion around this very early on in this process, and I wonder whether, you know, this is kind of an immediate issue that's happening in the current environment, and I wonder whether it's something that we can potentially lift out of this discussion and have it as a separate item. So maybe it's, you know, something that needs to be, I don't know, taken up in another working group or another forum with maybe GDD staff or something. So I just wonder whether, you know, it is an immediate issue, and I just wonder whether whether we can make more progress if we shift it out of effort. A conversation somewhere else. So I just wanted to flag that. Thanks, Sarah.
Great. Yes, thank you for that input, Donna. And staff, do you have any comments? Is that something that we could move to another working group or forum for immediate review or discussion? Steve, go ahead, please.
Thanks, Sarah. This is Steve Chan from staff. And so actually the GDD is already looking at that topic. So they're looking at our RSP certification, but as bullet D, it's in regards to the switching of back-end providers for existing registry operators. So one of the things they're going to be looking at in particular is that community input model, how best to make sure that community input is taken into account as it's developed. So they're going to be discussing in particular, that community input model at ICANN 57. I'm sure that's not going to be the only discussion we'll have on that, but to speak to Donna's point, they're looking at the best way to do that. And it might not necessarily be in this PDP. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Steve. that's very helpful. Okay, I'm just looking at the chat real quick to see if I've missed any comments.
Hi, Sarah. It's Krista for the record. Donna has one question on what's the community input model. Also, Steve has his hand up. I'm not sure if that's an old hand, Steve.
Yeah. Thanks, Krista. This is Steve Chan again from staff, and it was an old hand, but I'll go ahead and provide audio to what I typed in the chat. They're not entirely sure what that model is going to be. I think they'll probably provide, they being the GDD, they'll probably provide some proposed models. but then they'll want to get input from all of the folks at ICANN 57 to help them define what that model is actually going to look like. So for the moment, it's not defined.
Great, thank you. I also made a comment from Jeff in the chat regarding the PowerPoint slides that Donna provided, saying that it's a good basis for a proposal going forward. So for anyone who has not seen that yet, I encourage you to take a look. Okay, I'm not seeing any other hands. So let's go ahead and scroll down to the next topic in this document, which is the applicant support. And we touched on this briefly last week. Some of the scroll is not working very well. Some of the questions that we brought up was, should the support program be extended to capacity building programs? Should the criteria be? We noted from the PowerPoint that had the results of the survey that was conducted regarding the applicant support program, some of the problems and hurdles that they faced as far as cost and being confused by the information, and I think generally just being sort of overwhelmed by the process. Since then, Krista and I have been looking to have a meeting with some of the folks. I believe Dennis from staff and Farik from the actual working group for the application support program to get a better idea and feedback from them on the challenges that we're faced regarding this topic. We have not had that meeting yet, but we are hoping to do so before we go to Hyderabad, and we will update the wiki once we do have that meeting. In any event, we just wanted to sort of touch on this and get anyone's feelings one way or the other regarding this program. I guess one question to ask ourselves is if this is something that we want to take forward or if there is not a demand for it at the moment and perhaps it's best to table it until there is a demand or perhaps even, you know, provide assistance on an ad hoc basis. I don't know if anyone. Yes, Aubrey, I see your hands up. Go ahead.
Thanks. This is Aubrey, and speaking purely personally, although I may be putting a lot of static on the line, in which case I'm. But I don't know that looking at demand is really the correct. I think we have to look at the fact that we have not reached developing economies with new GTLDs, and while that program came in badly, came in too late to do any good, I think demand might be the wrong criteria for us to be using, but we should look at sort of the normative view of should the developing economies have the ability to get new GTLDs, and is the program as set forth for the developed economies prohibitive for them? Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Aubrey. That's very helpful. And I see that we've had some discussion going on in the chat from Carlton. He said, quick question, problem resolution, is this WS looking at making a recommendation for a certification scheme or an accreditation scheme? Jeff Numez responded to level set, what is your definition of each? And Carlton replied, certification equals testing against a set of outcomes from a defined criteria. Accreditation equals ceding authority to an outside group to validate competence against a defined set of requirements. So, Carlton, would you like to jump in the queue to further discuss what you can put in the chat? Let's see, Paul's been typing.
It's Krista for the record. Vanda says we just finished the study from the LAC region, and the feedback can be very useful. I have interviewed many potential new GTLDs in several countries in the LAC region, and will add some comments on the list. And Carlton says he can't chat, but can only type in the chat room.
Great, thank you. And thank you, Vanda, for the feedback, and we look forward to your comments on the list as well.
Perhaps we should maybe open up the floor to have any kind of feedback or insight from everyone on the last, round on the program, and any kind of feedback or insight that might be useful to take forward, and then we can use in our discussion with the others next week. Aubrey, I see you have your hand up. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. This is Aubrey speaking personally again. And basically, I think one of the things to do is to go back and, first of all, read the applicant support groups, the JASs, the Joint Applicant Support Groups recommendations, see that discussion. There have also been discussions about problems. And this was work that was done at the time, problems with developing economies had with the program, such as it coming in too late, such as the initial costs being difficult, such as the fact that if you applied for applicant support and were rejected, your whole application was forfeit, which meant you couldn't still search for money elsewhere. And I guess there was a host of other problems in terms of that program, but those were certainly some of the beginning problems that people listed. Also, we need to look at the scoring. We were in a mania then of developing economies were going to game the system. So the point system, you know, same problem others had with other point systems, such as in communities, were you know, in some senses, prohibitively irrational. So I think that all of those are things that we're going to need to look at in detail. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Aubrey. Does anyone else have any comments that they would like to bring forward before we move on to our next topic?
Yes, Krista, for the record, Carlton says, a survey of new GTLD prospects being prepared for the CCTRT that might be useful as input to this aspect of the discussion.
It appears that Carlton may have been a co-chair with he was. That's wonderful. So, Carlton, please, do you have anything additional to say?
Krista, for the record, Carlton, it might be really useful to have you maybe able to chat next meeting or provide any kind of insight that we can share with everyone to kind of get some really great insight and feedback on the program and what we should focus on to improve it for the next round. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's quite fine. No worries. Great. Thank you, Carlton. We appreciate that. Okay. It seems that we're coming to a close on this topic for today. So I will hand it over to Krista to discuss the application guidebook.
Perfect. Thanks. Can we bring up the PowerPoint slide that we sent yesterday? Nope, wrong one. Thank you. So as part of a kind of review, intro into the applicant guidebook review, we thought we'd go through each of the individual modules and determine which ones of those modules should we look at to that needs modification or we should address in some matter going forward in future meetings as a starting point. So I just kind of quickly took in the different modules and the different topic areas that we can hopefully review and get some feedback from everyone that as an initial starting point. So let's maybe perhaps begin by module one, which was the application process in the guidebook. And it dealt with the initial evaluation, the string and applicant reviews, the objections, the dispute resolution, string contention timelines, eligibility, and fees and refunds. Are there any other areas or that should be included in here perhaps? Should require more information that were well done, that require more attention or more detail, et cetera, et cetera. So if anyone has any feedback on that, that would be great. So I'll open up for a moment for that feedback.
Hi, this is Paul McGrady. I'm only on the audio bridge, so I'm sorry I can't raise my hand, and I'm sorry if I'm jumping the queue. But obviously, that's a giant question, and I'm not sure that I'm ready to answer it today, right? I mean, that's the question itself, because all the stuff we're talking about are embedded in those modules somewhere. So is there a way for us to say that we talk about this generally, but we didn't preclude it in the future? Thanks.
Hi, Paul, for sure. It's just kind of a beginning point for discussions going forward. So we'll take the feedback and kind of dive down and or we'll update the wiki and, add additional details there for the additional, information going forward and adjustments going forward. So by no means is this going to be a conversation just for today and it's kind of locked off for future. But if there is something in the main module, let's say module one, that I think really sticks out, now would be a great time to kind of point it out so that we have a good part or a good point to start from. Don, I see you have your hand raised. Please go ahead.
Thanks, Chris. It's Donna Austin. So I guess my comment is a little bit similar to Paul's. So all of these topics obviously are being discussed by various work teams. So I guess is the question that you are asking here is whether the subjects themselves stay as they currently are in the guidebook. So obviously the substance may change, but are you looking for whether there's other topics that should be identified or whether the ones we have are okay. Sorry, I'm just a little bit confused about what it is we're hoping to achieve here. Thanks.
Hi, Donna. I think it's more of the, you know, just looking at the applicant guidebook itself, not the actual contents, because it's going to have some major overlaps with the other tracks.
And this is Sarah Bakke. And I think one of the things that we're looking sort of pull out from this is, you know, what were the problems within these subject matters that you ran into, or, you know, within these subject matters, and knowing that there are other working groups that may be addressing some of these, just at a high level, what needs improvement, you know, just sort of very high-level feedback on the application of the applicant guidebook and these separate modules. Steve, I see your hand is up.
Thanks, Sarah. This is Steve Chan. So in addition to thinking about the structure of how it's applicant guidebook is established, one of the other things that was raised in the discussions with the discussion group, as well as raised in the issue report, is more foundational questions, whether the applicant guidebook was actually the proper mechanism or the proper vehicle for the implementation of the policy recommendations. And I think some other folks had raised issues about there being a single guidebook rather than perhaps different versions for purpose-driven reasons, like maybe a section of the guidebook for applicants, maybe a section of the guidebook for registry service providers, things of that nature. So in addition to looking at the granularity of the subjects within the guidebook, it might be worth considering foundationally whether the applicant guidebook as a concept is the proper vehicle.
Thanks, Steve. Just for the record, I think that's a great point, and maybe I kind of jumped ahead a little bit too much, and maybe we should take a step back and address those individual items, i.e., you know, should we have actual different guidebooks for the different perspectives? Any feedback from anyone on that?
I see a couple of questions in the chat. Jeff Newman has asked, is it the right format for applications for new TLB? Should there be additional topics to be included in the AG? Is there too much information in the AG background? Was there not enough information on certain topics? And then Carlton noted regarding registry service review. This is where the idea of a set of accredited RSPs would be helpful, would be useful. That process would be a black box to the application process. It's just an on-ramp to the application process. Claire,
for the record, Donna has her hand up.
Yes, Donna, please go ahead.
Thanks, Sarah. Donna Austin. So I think one applicant guidebook makes sense, and perhaps, you know, to get around suggestions that there be different parts to address different things, I kind of think that one applicant guidebook with sections that you can pull out makes the most sense. I think all the relevant information should be in one place. With the option that, you know, if you're an applicant, you pull out pieces that you think is relevant to you, but I think all the information in one place is the best option, or makes the most sense to ensure that at least there is one document that has all the information that applicants may need, or that others that are interested in the program may need as well. Thanks.
Thanks, Donna. The other question I think might be worth considering is whether it is the best vehicle for policy recommendations. And I personally can't think of a better way. But if anyone has any other ideas or background on that, that would be useful. Perhaps, Steve, can you maybe provide some other alternatives that were perhaps suggested?
Thanks, Sarah. This is Steve from staff. And I actually don't recall that there were other alternatives mentioned. I might just be recalling incorrectly. The specifics that were provided, I believe, were just in the sense that there might be different versions or perhaps just different sections based on what the audience might be for that particular section. I would also note that if the work track determines that this is the proper vehicle pretty quickly, that's an okay outcome, I think. If there really is not a lot of opinions that there is a better alternative, then you could potentially put this topic to bed pretty quickly. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. It's Krista for the record. Does anyone have any reasons why we wouldn't want a similar format and or any other ideas that we should consider? If not, we can put it to bed, as Steve says. A couple comments in the chat. Mary Wong, whatever vehicle is used, ultimately it will need to be accessible and available to all interested potential applicants. And Jeff, what was discussed was potentially have AGs for RSPs, one for escrow providers, a separate document that discusses the RPMs, et cetera. Okay, I don't see anyone suggesting that it isn't the proper format, so we'll move forward assuming it is, unless we have some other feedback on that. Are there any other specifics or sections that that are not included that we think should be included, and or should we have other perhaps tracks in the guidebook that perhaps address different, say, classifications of TLDs, or should we leave it in its current format?
Paul, can I get in the queue?
Yeah, please go ahead, Paul.
Thanks, Paul McGrady, for the record. One of the nice things about the applicant guidebook being divided into modules is that it then can be scalable based upon the nature of the TLD that's being applied for, whether it's an open traditional GTLD, whether it's a dot brand, whether it's a community based, whether it is some other form that we've not thought of yet. And so I would like for us to maybe embrace the applicant guidebook format because of the ability to plug those things in. I don't think that necessarily anybody has come to the conclusion that what would be plugged in or if those things would be plugged in, but I would like for us to start thinking about that, because there may be specific instructions to specific kinds of applicants that would be very helpful to those applicants that they may have trouble sort of sorting out from the greater guidebook, which may contain some information that just really isn't terribly helpful to them because of the nature of what they're applying for. Thanks.
Hmm. Thanks, Paul. Great feedback. It's Christopher for the record again. Sorry, let me just check in the chat. Okay, so this, I don't see anything in the chat. So based on the feedback we have, we seem to have the right format. We can add to it, and it's scalable. So the question would be, is there any items within, say, Module 1 or Module 2 that kind of raise a flag that we want to make sure that we do a deeper dive on in future meetings and or provide some additional details on? Thanks, Jeff. We need to coordinate with the other work tracks. This is comment. And fully agree, and I realize that there was a lot of overlap. I was kind of looking more at the structure and more so than the content. So once we kind of have, I guess, the different areas, we'll engage with the other tracks to make sure that we take all of their different feedback and updates and incorporate it in.
This is Paul Bakke. I see Steve has his hand up. Steve, you can go ahead.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks, Krista, and apologies, Krista. I think I called you Sarah a couple times. This is Steve from staff, and I just wanted to echo the comment that Jeff made in the chat that this topic could be revisited downstream after more work is done on many of the different subjects. Ultimately, the work track might have different thoughts on how the organization of the applicant guidebook based on whether or not they're going to be different TLD types or different registry-based agreements or other factors that might potentially want or cause the work track to reconsider how it's structured. So it might be good to park it until later when there's progress made on many of the subjects. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. I think that's good feedback. And we can perhaps go back to our timeline and then rearrange things accordingly so that we can address this more at the end. Sarah, your feedback?
I think that's a good idea, with Sarah Bakke for the record. And I do see that Jim Pendergrass has made a comment in the chat saying it's not specific to these particular sections, but the translations into other ones need to be available much sooner. I think that is good feedback.
It also ties in with our second topic, so perfectly on track. The only issue is that we don't, we're not prepared for the next topic if we're going to park the applicant guidebook for now. So we can either try to wrap things up 10 minutes early or open up to any other topics or suggestions, ideas, feedback, or any other ideas. I see Yvonda is typing. Time was the main issue related to the first round in this region. Information came too late on the timeline. Yeah, so we will we'll spend some more time on that next week on our different conversations and come back to the entire group and update the various documents to reflect all of the feedback we receive. I don't want to, does anyone else have any other comments? I don't want to waste everyone's time sitting here for the last 10 minutes if we don't have a topic that we can add some insight and content to. Sarah, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think I am good at this time. So if no one else has any, oops, I see Aubrey's hand is up. Go ahead, Aubrey.
Hi, yeah, this is Aubrey speaking. Just one thing we want to add to the applicant guidebook discussion, and that's a merging in of whether we divide it into other books or something, a merging in of all those other documents that came out later changed it. So that's another thing that will, I mean, it probably goes without saying, but I felt the urge to say it. Thanks.
Thanks, Aubrey. Okay, based on kind of the change in moving things around, I think we will tie things up a little bit earlier today. We will update the document. We'll send out some of the links once it's been updated based on the conversations that we have in the next week. And I think that's a wrap-up unless there's any other last-minute items anyone would like to bring up. Okay, I don't see any hands or comments, so I think we will tie this up, and thank you all for your time and energy, and please keep an eye out for the next update on the documents. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
Once again, the meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest.